Yeah, well, our guys played a terrific game this afternoon. Start to finish, I thought we played hard. I thought Maryland played really hard and well. We had some spurts and hit. We hit threes well today. 50% from threes, and got a little bit of a momentum and some separation in the first half, and again in the second half. We just played. I thought we played well. Their coaching staff can talk about how they. I thought they. They're big and strong, and I thought they played very aggressive and good basketball. And we just played a little bit better. We played a little bit better. Huge shot in that second half was when, Meehl's shot was blocked with a 9-point lead, and we got the loose ball, and Seth got that ball right in front of our bench and hit a three. I think it put us up by 12, and it was a Duke shot. I thought when we had 12 and Quinn came down one time, and he took a good shot from the top of the key and missed it. Our guys were taking Duke shots today. They were playing with a good, real good spirit. I'm not going to use verve. It's kind of the same. It's the same thing. I read some of your stuff. Some, not everything.
At least there's one.
I got that. And but it was a really good spirit today. I mean, an outstanding spirit, and the crowd was great. And I think it's our first step to becoming who we're going to be now. We're obviously a different team without Ryan, and we have to play like we won't have him. I think we will have him at some time, but we have to figure out who we are without him. I thought we handled the ball well, only 4 turnovers and 18 assists, and just a good game. Our preparation was intense, and we played that way. So very proud of our team.
In what areas was the team sharper offensively tonight than maybe?
I just think in every way. Also, guys are becoming a little bit more familiar with playing with one another. And remember that, I know it's hard for people to understand this, but Seth hardly practices. We've practiced about 65 times. He's probably have missed 45, 46 practices. So when you are starting to put something new in, if he's not practicing, you still don't get the continuity that you would with, he's a key, some of our best players. So he did practice on Thursday. We took him out of the Miami game early. So, we were getting killed. And because of that, we are almost already preparing for the next thing. And he felt good enough to practice on Thursday. And I think it really helped us. Anytime he can practice, then that day we're going to get better than if he didn't practice. We've been dealing with it the whole year, but when you have Ryan and Mason playing, you don't see it as much. When only one of them is playing, then it's a lot different.
Coach, the fans seem somewhat happy that's it for Maryland to come here, or it could be.
I don't know how the fans felt. You should ask them.
How do you feel?
I don't feel anything. I feel ecstatic that we won. And whatever decision schools want to make, they make them.
Coach, you talked about the turnovers.
I've only have so much room for feelings. And, my family, I just met my grandkids again, and Billy King and Danny Ferry. My feelings are all over the place. So to really come in touch with conference feelings right now is very difficult.
Was there a bit of extra emphasis on the turnovers or protecting the ball? You said you just had 4-0 in the second half.
Yeah, we've been pretty good at that. The game against Miami, I really, first of all, they're very, very good. I mean, they're old. They're old and together. There's not one young guy, because Larkin plays older, and he's one of the best guards in the country, I think. And I thought we were in shock when we couldn't put the ball. We missed layups, free throws, and open shots. And it was like we were shocked. I can't remember a game where three guards went 1 for 29. You know, you had Mason in there, and it's 6 for 44 or something like that. You know, and unusual. I mean, they would have beaten us if we would have shot 40%, but we would have played better. You got to see the ball go in the basket. You know, and especially when you're young. We're a younger team now, and if you don't see it go, you got to see it go in. You know, and today we executed a lot better.
Looked like Rashid was shooting right away with no hesitation. Was that a point of emphasis?
Well, Rashid played a great game. I didn't think he started out well. You know, Wells got 3 offensive rebounds against them and got their first 7 points. And when we took him out, we got on him. You know, like, and he did something that I think is so terrific. He right away, like I said, you got whatever I said to him. And he said, I got you, coach. I'll do better. Okay. So he just embraced responsibility. And anybody who embraces responsibility has a chance to do better. Like, it's my fault. I'm responsible for that. And he came in the game, right, and boy, you know, he gave us a huge lift there. You know, I mean, he was 5 for 5 from threes. And that was a great performance, you know, especially after he started out that way.
It seemed like your defense really set the tone for this, for the way this game was going to be played. It picked up further out. It just seemed like you were more aggressive. Your guys were more aggressive on the ball throughout.
You know, Adam, we've been a really good defensive team. The last game, we were horrible in everything. And just in everything. So, but overall, we've been good, you know. And we're better with when we have the 2 big guys in, because Ryan is so cerebral. I mean, people, like, he's like having another coach on the floor, both offensively and defensively. He, you know, so we have to figure out a little bit how we play defense with this group.
Emil played really well.
No, Emil played a terrific game. I mean, and he was outweighed by about 60 pounds. I mean, they're a big team, boy. I mean, they're at every position. They're obviously well-coached, and I thought they played with a good spirit. You know, Len is a great, great talent. And but, you know, I think we shoot a little bit better than they do. And so if they... When we started rebounding the offensive, their offensive boards, that's when we got the lead.
Can I go back to Emil?